Macmillan Australia Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of The Night Tide, written by Di Morrissey and read by Connor Gallagher. The dim wine bar, not far from the Sydney Opera House, was crowded. A warm haven of comforting bursts of laughter, loud voices, the aroma of food, and somewhere in the background, a muffled music track. The normally spectacular harbour view was obscured in the darkness, the harbour and city lights dimmed by spattering rain. No one noticed. The bar was a short walk from Sydney's Parliament House in Macquarie Street, and a popular haunt for government staffers. Heads close together, they leaned towards each other to be heard over the noise as they dissected the results of their election loss.
Julie was good, strong, honest. It's a real shame.
Maybe too honest. Blunt sometimes. Telling it like it is. She ruffled a lot of feathers.
Do you reckon she'll run again? She has young kids.
Well, I thought she had good numbers. Clearly not good enough. Live and learn.
Win some, lose some. Even if she does run again, in the meantime, she lost, and we're all out of a job. Let's not get into the whys and wherefores right now.
Dominic Cochrane looked around at his five colleagues, all staff of the now former state member. The bottom line is we have to start looking for work. He paused as Christy, who'd worked for him directly, threw back the last of her drink. He knew she was a single mother.
You gonna be okay, Christy?
She nodded and shrugged.
I put feelers out, just in case.
There was some friendly outrage that she had taken precautions in case they lost, when the rest of them had believed they would, and had to, win.
So, where are you moving to then? Asked Dominic.
Press Services Incorporated? They're diversifying into radio and regional press, as well as mainstream media. I'll be writing releases to start with. I can do a lot from home, which fits in with the kids' school and stuff. What about you?
Dominic shrugged. I hadn't thought about it seriously till tonight.